Among the maxims on Lord Naoshige's wall, there was this one. Matters of great concern should be treated lightly. Master Ite commented, matters of small concern should be treated seriously.
Everybody, welcome back to Wicked Garden Podcast, episode 14, Ghost Dog and Ways of the Samurai. And I'm your host, Mike.
I am your co-host, Tracy.
And on tonight's show, we have a comeback story for you.
It's a great comeback story.
Big Daddy Graham will be with us. And then also we have a little piece on Reiki and what Reiki is, because I kind of felt that people hear about Reiki all the time, but maybe they don't know about it. And I have a very good friend who is a Reiki practitioner, so we're going to talk to her too. But before we do that, let's take care of some business. If you have a haunting, a sighting of a UFO, a cryptid sighting, any kind of creepy story, we'd love to speak to you and talk to you about it and perhaps put you on the air. Or
not. You can absolutely not be named if you don't choose, and we'll read your story. So it's your call.
And the email is?
WickedGardenPodcast@gmail.com. That is WickedGardenPodcast, all one word, @gmail.com.
You can also reach out to us on Facebook at Wicked Garden Podcast. We also have a hotline, which was used today.
We did. We got our first opening. I'm so excited. It will be on our Patreon episode that is will be released sometime this weekend. So thank you very much, Matt, for doing that call in for us. We appreciate it.
And that hotline number is?
That number is 609-800-5130. 609-800-5130.
And we also have a couple new patrons to thank and shout out on the show. So we want to get to our patron shout outs. Thank you, Penny Brown. Thank you, Lynn Gray. Thank you, Georgie Malden Bush.
And Georgie Malden Bush, we apologize for the delay in our thank you. We weren't paying enough attention.
Hang that one on Patreon. They never told me. And we also have Marie Bouchetourelle, who joined our patron.
Thank you, Marie.
Too. So that's our shout outs on the Patreons. And our first guest is going to be Big Daddy Graham. And when we were thinking about doing the podcast, I wanted to get the first couple subjects out and, do the research that was required on them. And our first show was our own personal experiences, which was episode 0. And then we did Route 55. And Big Daddy Graham had been recorded on the air because he had actually saw a woman along the side of the road dressed in a wedding gown and carrying flowers in the middle of the night. And I reached out to him, and he was just super, super kind. I got together with him on his email, and this was in first couple weeks in July. And I said, hey, would you come on the air and talk about your experience? And he was like, sure, anything to help anybody out. And that was just fantastic. And it just was really like the first person I had reached out to when we were starting to do this, who was like super kind. And I thought, wow, that's really, really awesome. And then unfortunately, around the 25th or 26th of the month, unfortunately he had a spinal injury and he was hospitalized for it. And, we kind of never got the opportunity to have him on the air. And, not only was he hospitalized for a spinal injury, but that he was actually paralyzed from the waist down and remains paralyzed.
It was a pretty significant event in his life. So,
so recently he got out of rehab, and I saw that he had gotten out of rehab, And I just wanted to kind of send along a little, you know, like, hey, thanks a lot, yeah. you know, that kind of thing. But once again, this guy's getting out of rehab, right?
Yep.
He sees this email and he's probably like, what's this all about? Right. So I sent him an email and I said, hey, you know, we did our episode 55 or our episode on Route 55 and we didn't get a chance to interview you, but you had mentioned on there that you had saw Mothman also on Route 55. So, you know, if you ever, you know, feeling better and you just want to talk, we'd love to have you back on to talk about the Mothman episode. So I got an email from him and it said, what's your number? So I gave him my phone number. And then one day he called me and I was not paying attention to my phone. And he left me a message and he said, look, I just don't remember promising to be on your show.
Poor
and,
guy.
You know, and
A, it was months ago. B, he's gone through a significant trauma in his life. Right. Of course he doesn't remember us.
Right. So, you know, I hit him back and I said, look, you know, it's just, I was just trying to give you some encouragement, that kind of thing. So anyway, he when we talked, he said, look, if I promise to be on it, I'll be on it. And I kind of got the feeling like, hey, man, you know, he's trying to get back in his saddle. He wants to be on the show. So we made arrangements to talk. And this is the part where I'm an idiot. So so the day we were going to talk.
You also had some traumatic events in your life in the last few weeks. I had some things
going on.
So give yourself a break.
My mom had passed away. I was out of work and I was looking for a new job. So I was going to a job interview the day we were going to talk because that's the way things work, right? I mean, the job interview is going to get scheduled the day we're going to talk. So I was headed out and I was taking the car that I had not adjusted the clock in. So we had skipped an hour and I had not adjusted the clock. And I'm super nervous about the job interview. So I take off and I go. And also Tracy was traveling that day. So she's coming home and we're all trying to meet together because we're going to talk with him at 4 p.m. So I go to the job interview and luckily I ace it and I get the job and I'm very excited and I'm headed back. So I'm talking to Tracy on the phone. And I'm on the parkway. I'm coming back from Ocean City, New Jersey. And I do exactly what she did the week before when she was on the phone. I go too far up. I go to the New Gretna exit.
And I was much kinder to you about that than you were to me.
Yes, because I ripped into you pretty good on it. So I turn around and I'm headed back and I'm looking at the clock that's in the car. And the clock in the car says 25 of 4. And I'm in panic mode because at 4 o'clock, we're going to talk to Big Daddy. And at the same time, I'm still happy about getting my job and all that other good stuff. So I'm about 10 minutes from home, and I realize I'm not getting to the house until, like, according to the clock in the car, 4:05. So right. I glance down at my phone, and I see that he had texted me, and he texted me a simple question that said, how long? So I thought he was talking about, because I was literally 10 minutes away, like, how long until you call me? And I'm starting to panic. So I get home and I see she's here. So she's ready. She's in the house. But of course, she's on a meeting because she's always on meetings with her job. So I come bursting through the door and it's, in my mind, 4:05. And I'm late, you know, for this poor guy who's trying to help me out. So I call him and he's kind enough. He picks up the phone and he goes, I thought you were going to call me at 4:00. So I look over to her and she says to me, I said to her, I mouthed to her, what time is it? And she says,
it's 3:05,
Mike. So I start blurting out my whole day to this poor guy. And I'm like, hey, you know, but I'm in a really good mood. I got a job. And he stops me and he goes, listen, none of this has got anything to do with me. And what he wanted to know how long he would have to be on the phone with us. So I said, you know, it'll be about 5-10 minutes. And he was like, okay, you know, so I wind up calling him an hour early and I kind of feel like a jackass.
It's okay. He was very, very forgiving about it.
He could not have been nicer. Right. And he does come on and share his Mothman story with us, plus some other stories, which are interesting. So without further ado.
Yeah, we can just go right into that.
We're going to go and we're going to just play. The Big Daddy interview. And here's Big Daddy. And all you listeners, welcome back. On the line with us is Big Daddy Graham. He's back. He's coming back soon, going to be on the air soon, right, Big Daddy? They're building you a little bit of a studio in your home, right?
Yeah, the folks from WIP have been kind enough to tell me they're going to put a studio in my home. It just remains to be seen if I'm going to be still doing that same wacky shift I've been doing right. for 23 years. You know, I'm in a wheelchair. I'm home, and I think I've been given like a whatever. I'm so tired of talking about me.
I got you. Well, you know what? That's probably the most interesting way to get off graveyard shift.
Right.
Right. I mean, my wife and I have both worked graveyard in our lives.
You know, I remember when I had cancer, I lost 56 pounds. Right.
Right.
And I'm out at this nightclub seeing LeCompte, my favorite band like ever. They play an ear-breaking volume, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm at LeCompte, and you can't even hear yourself think it's so loud. When this drunk dude comes up and goes, "Big Daddy, you've lost a lot of weight." And I said, "Yeah." And he goes, "How'd you do it?" And I'm screaming at him, "Look, I'll talk to you during the break outside." And he kept going, "How'd you lose all the weight?" And I'm going, "I'll talk to you during a break outside." Third time, "How'd you lose all the weight?" And I looked him right in the face and I went, "I've got cancer." And he melted.
He deserved it.
He did deserve it.
Right?
It was so much fun to do. You guys want to talk to me about Mothman?
Yeah.
Oh, we did.
Yeah, we did our episode on Route 55 and Haunted Route 55 because there's a lot of crazy stuff that goes on Route 55. And we played it as an intro, your clip on WIP. And at the end of the clip, you actually say it was actually scarier than the time I saw Mothman. So that's actually what we're looking to find out.
I saw Mothman. Well, here's the story. You tell me if it's Route 55 or not. a long time ago on WIP, I used to play this little cut that would just get dropped in every now and then when we would have a really wacky caller. My producer would drop in this little thing called "Daddy, I'm Scared," right? It would just, in fact, my boss.
I think I remember
eventually made me stop playing it. He thought it was too weird, this "Daddy, I'm Scared" thing.
Right.
But before he stopped playing it, right where Route 55 ends and starts to blend into the ramp that takes you down on the Route 42.
Okay.
Right? I'm going into work one night. And somebody painted "Daddy, I'm Scared." This is for real. I have a picture of it. Somebody painted "Daddy, I'm Scared" on like the little barrier wall.
Wow.
To the right. And like I saw it and went, that can't be connected with my show. But it also kind of had to be.
Right.
My callers knew the road I took and all that. Anyway, eventually, it got painted over and gone, all right? Well, now, one night, and now look, I got to set this up right. The night before,
right.
I was talking about seeing the movie, The Mothman, what is it, Principles?
Prophecies. Yep.
Prophecies, all right? Is that Richard Gere? Who's in that
movie? Yes, sir. Richard Gere.
All right, so I was talking about the movie, and we even playing music from the movie. Well, I get up, this is like the next night, and there had been an accident, and everything had slowed down. Right at that same spot where "Daddy, I'm Scared" was, now I'm sitting there, and it's nighttime. It's like 1:15, 1:20 a.m. in the morning.
Right.
And I look to my right, and I swear to God, there's like this blackish, misty kind of thing to my right, and I saw it, and I slowly turned my head, and it moved a little bit, and then disappeared. But I, without a doubt, I freaking saw this thing, and then it was just beyond bizarre. And it still freaks me out whenever I take that road, which is, you know, I'm not taking it at the moment, but for 23 years, I would be on that road. And I don't know how many years ago this happened. I don't know, when did the Route 55 girl incident happen? Do you remember?
No, I don't remember when that was. I want to say it was maybe about 5 years ago, five, 6 years ago.
At least 5 years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't even remember if Mothman happened. Mothman. I'm a grown man. Listen.
This is what we do on this podcast.
That's right. We talk to grown people about the crazy stuff they see.
I don't remember if Mothman appeared before the girl.
Right.
Or after the girl. I tend to think Mothman even made his appearance before the girl.
Yeah, well, I do.
I think you're right, because you mentioned it in the
telling the story.
Right,
because you're telling about the story about seeing the
girl, and you said, "Oh my God, it was scarier than when I saw Mothman." Yeah, so that had to be before.
Yeah. Well, duh.
Yeah.
God for Tracy, Mike. We're two idiots trying to figure out, and like Tracy's going, "Well, geez."
Thank God she's here. Just not another pretty face, my man.
It was. Now nothing's happened since. Nothing's happened since the Route 55 girl. I wonder how she is.
Right?
Well, the cops said that it was an orphan that had escaped.
I shouldn't assume this, but I wonder if she is still in that, for want of a better word, halfway house.
Right?
Yeah.
But that's what the story was.
Right.
She was in a halfway, again, it's probably not the right word for it, but wherever she was living, it wasn't a jail. You were allowed to come and go whenever you wanted. Now, they didn't want these people coming and going whenever they felt like it. But technically speaking, they were not allowed to keep them against their will. All right. So I wonder if she's still there.
Very well could be. You know what? There's enough crazy stuff that goes on Route 55. It doesn't matter. And the story about that road being built in the beginning is just unbelievable. And it's funny, too.
It's like a poltergeist thing, right?
Yeah.
You being a Jerseyite, and it's amazing that you didn't go right to the Jersey Devil when you saw what you saw, when you saw Mothman.
Well, the Jersey Devil, I used to perform at this club in Long Beach Island.
Right.
Called the Quarter Deck. And you drove a car through the Pine Barrens, I think, eventually. And I remember going down that road with a comic one night who said that's where the Jersey Devil is. Maybe it's me.
It could be you, right? It could be following you around.
For it, that's for sure.
I know this is only a short segment, but, you know, I've had a ghost dog in my house, the house I'm standing in right now.
Really?
Yeah.
Tell us that story.
Well, I have a dog. His name is Bo. And often when I'm laying in bed, Bo will come up and jump in bed with me and nuzzle up against my legs like dogs like to do.
Right.
And but in occasionally, you know, dogs always do a little movement. I'll be like watching some show. Bo will be nuzzled up against my leg. Occasionally, he moves a little bit. Well, about six times, Bo moved, and I went to shift my legs so Bo could have more room. One little problem, there was no Bo.
Oh, wow. Wow.
And this happened at least six times, to the point where I really believe and still believe that it was my first dog, Dutch, who was doing this. The only thing that messed up that theory, and I'm probably could find all these tweets and Facebook comments when I posted it. I want to say this happened about 4 years ago or so.
Right.
When I posted it, everybody asked me if I had a dog who had just died. Because they claim that's common, that when a dog dies, lots of people still feel that dog in their house. And that makes sense to me.
Yeah.
People love their dog so much. Except Dutch had died. I've had another dog even after him that was already passed on. Dutch had been dead for 10 years. So it wouldn't have made any sense. So I, you know, I'll keep you guys posted.
Right? Whether it was.
I haven't had this dog movement for at least 5 years, but I had it real strong for about a 3 month period in my life. And, some other show, I lived in a house, not Jersey. I lived in a house in Upper Darby, Pennsylvania, that also was haunted.
Oh, we got to get back to that some other time.
Yeah, yeah. I once had this huge party, and a guy I didn't even know. That's how huge the party was, right? Yeah. You know, it was in my house.
Absolutely.
This dude, this friend of a friend of a friend who somehow got in the party, this was back when I was single, came up to me and went, have you had any, like, odd experiences in this house? And I looked at him. I said, why are you asking? Well, it turned out the dude was going to UCLA on some sort of paranormal study thing. And he claimed my house had all these cold dead spots.
Wow.
And he came up to me completely. You know, he had to like ask a couple people in the party.
Who owns the place?
Yes.
I'm in this stranger's house.
I didn't own it. I was renting it. So he had to ask a couple people before he even found me.
Wow. And
so it is me.
It is you. It's following you around.
So you should do a show on me.
Right? It's not places that are haunted. It's people. Damn it. Right, there you
I'm
go.
I'm out of here, guys. I'm all right. Out of breath.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate it.
And hey, wait, hold on a second.
Sure.
Wait a minute. Can you hand me that water there? It's right next to the brand new book I have out with Glenn Mack now.
There you go.
The great book of Philadelphia Sports List. See how I just did that?
Yeah, that was brilliant.
And available in bookstores right now. And by the way, a perfect holiday gift.
It
absolutely is. Well, we'll definitely keep plugging away for you on that. And then we're really waiting for you to return to the air, man. We're really, really jazzed, and we're glad that you're feeling better. See you, buddy.
Take care. Bye-bye.
And all you listeners, welcome back.
My name is Mike Familons, and I'm the producer and lead investigator for the show In the Shadow of Big Red Eye. Are you tired of seeing repeat episodes of fake Bigfoot shows? Do you want to join me and my team and see what a true investigation is really like? Then get your knocking stick and let's go. Full episodes of In the Shadow of Big Red Eye can be found by subscribing to our YouTube channel, Sussex County Bigfoot. Also be sure to like In the Shadow of Big Red Eye's Facebook page and follow us on Instagram for giveaways and show updates.
And that was awesome.
That was awesome. He is such a gracious man.
Yes, very gracious man. And, we wanted to also talk a little bit about Reiki, and we have our friend Marie coming on. And Marie is a friend of mine that I've known for quite some time. And she's going to come on the air and tell us a little bit about Reiki. So, Trace, when I was... when we were trying to get that lady on who had the Stephen King It doll float into the
The It doll here in Jersey. Yes.
She was a Reiki lady.
She was a Reiki lady. Yeah. And I was like, what is that?
Well, can I put a commercial on your show? And she got a little bit funny and all that other good stuff. But it got me curious about Reiki because I don't really know a lot about it.
I don't know anything about it.
Yeah. So then I realized I got an old friend that knows about Reiki. You know, I actually have.
Well, it's about time you came to the table.
I have a friend of mine who knows about her about that. So we have her on the line today. We're lucky enough to have Marie Bouget-Tourelle. Marie, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
And Marie, tell us a little bit about your business. Where's it located?
My business is mostly in Old City, Philadelphia. And I have a place that I use periodically, and it's called Old City Collective, but it's right in historic town. Betsy Ross house down the street.
Nice.
I love that part of Philadelphia.
A lot of history, and it's on B. Ray Street, and that's Philadelphia, PA, 19106. Very close to 95, so you can get to Jersey quick. You can get to Center City quick. You can go to probably, you know, very quick access to a lot of the counties surrounding it.
Cool.
And then, you know, that's one option for people. I can also travel to them. It costs more because I have to bring my equipment.
Sure.
I have to clear their space to make sure it's all clear, and it takes, so that is a little bit more money.
Right.
Or a third option, of course, and we talked, I think, briefly about this before, is distance healing. Okay.
I am just outrageous. No, you have to let me ask the question here. I am outrageously curious about that one. Right. So help me understand what that works.
Well, let's finish talking about contact info.
Okay.
First. So how do people get in contact with you?
People can get in contact with me. My phone number is 610-299-6076. You can also look me up on the web, and it's www.mindbodyselfhealth.com. I'm also on Facebook. There's some different options for you. But in addition to, like, the Reiki, over the years, I have a collection of things. So you zone in on what's important to that person. So it's not always going to be Reiki. But I do a lot of mindfulness. So we're zoning in on what's important to them. It's not about me, but it's for them. Some people want the Reiki. They've had it, or they want to try something new. Some people just need to refocus and build the quality of life that they're missing. So I'll do some teaching with mindfulness as well.
So,
and then I'm also a health coach. So
oh, that's
it's
cool.
A little collection of what people need.
So what is Reiki? Like, for somebody who doesn't know, I mean, we hear the word all the time. You know, and before we get into the distance Reiki, because it worked for us.
That's true.
Which is why we're so curious about it. Right? But before we get into that, let's talk a little bit about, like, what Reiki is. So can you give us a breakdown of kind of what it is and how it works? And I know it has to do with, you know, universal energy and that kind of thing in Chi, mm-hmm. but could you give us a little breakdown on it?
Sure. So Reiki is a Japanese technique. So it's mainly like for stress reduction, relaxation, to promote healing in your own body. So I do not heal you. You heal yourself. I just feel the energy that's blocked in your body to move it on. So then your body and everyone's body is meant to heal themselves. Okay. And this is just one modality to assist with that. So, you know, Reiki treatments are typically used as a complementary or integrative medicine wellness service. It's like an adjunct to, like, conventional care.
Right.
Maybe, like, if people think of it as a supportive tool, things like that. But you're looking at overall wellness. That's the whole idea of what it is. The background, okay? Then what is it, the physical form? People say, well, what do you do? Is it, so I got to take off my clothes? No, we're not a massage. It's not a massage. I don't put oils or anything. It just involves light touch or hovering over your body. And you can feel what is blocked maybe in someone. Or they may even say, I have this and I just feel this. So if they want, we'll just work on that. You know, mostly I can, you know, start with the head and then I'll just feel where I need to position, like, a lot of my hands. So, you know.
So you're redirecting energy almost? Is that what you're
saying? Yeah. Is that what you're feeling is energy?
I'm not redirecting it. I just feel where it's blocked.
I got you.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, so because, like, if somebody's injured or, you know, something, they're not thinking right or something like that, that's caused by a blockage of energy flowing through that particular part of their body or their brain, right? Okay.
Right, right. You know, think of it as, like, you're going into, you're moving into an apartment or house, right? And you need to go in the front door, but there's a big box there, right? Mm-hmm. So what are you going to do? There's no other way in. You got to move it, right?
Right.
I need to get in. This is what, sort of what this Reiki is. So we're, I'm just, my technique is we just know where we might need to do. We'll start at one place wherever someone wants, but I might say, no, this is not where it is. I feel it might be different. So that's kind of, if people've never had it, they don't really understand it. That's what it is.
Okay.
In a nutshell, it's that.
And then Tracy went to ask her question about the distance Reiki.
Yeah. So because the whole idea of the light touch and the being able to sense the energy and then being able to sense where it's blocked, how do you do that from a distance?
Well, if you go, say you're going to travel the world, Tracy, and you go to, you're going to be going to India, right? So
I've been there.
We set up, yeah, we set up a time and you say, I'm going to be there. I know it's going to be a stressful meeting and I'm going to need this. So we figure out the time zones. We figure out when you want to do it. It'll be just like a televisit kind of thing. You are in India and I'm here in the Philadelphia area. Okay. I will, I make sure I give you instructions. You make sure you are relaxed, whether you're laying down or sitting up. You can have like soft music going on or on whatever you want. No distractions. So no, turn all the phones off, turn all the TVs off, all the music off. And you do some little light breathing, you know, just to get yourself grounded and ready to go. And then I will text you, or we can do it on call you and tell you, okay, I am going to begin now. And then when I'm finished, I will call you back or text you back. We are now done. And as I'm doing the whole Reiki session, it's just like I can feel you in front of me. And I will do it through distance. Doesn't matter where you are, because energy travels all over. And you will feel it. Okay. Then we talk after. I'll tell you, okay, I'm all finished. We talk of how you feel. If you felt anything during the interaction, and then as well as, because I write things down as I'm doing them, and I will tell you what I wrote down, okay? Because many times after I do it, I'll forget what happened. It goes out of my mind.
Sure, sure. Yeah, and it, you know what? People might be checking out right now and saying, oh, this is a lot of woo-woo and stuff like that. But, you know, if you stay up on quantum physics and you look into what's going on with quantum physics, you know, nowadays scientists are like, hey, you know, there may be a life force, a life energy, what, you know, the Japanese call chi, because they can't figure out where they've broken everything down to the atom and they can't figure out where electrons are getting their energy.
Right.
They're now to the point where they're like, okay, we can break it down. We see the electron, you know, and the electron's running around the neuron along with the proton, but we don't know how it gets its energy. So it has to be drawing energy from somewhere else. So perhaps it's drawing energy from this life force type chi thing. And now their thought process is that everything's energy. And that, you know, this is less of a materialistic reality than we absolutely think. So I got to slip a testament in here for you too, because you and I spoke via Facebook and I told you what, you know, something had happened to me. Yep. That was going, it was going to be a little bit difficult and I was taking it a little bit badly. And you said, hey, Mike, let me do something for you distance wise. And within a week, I got what I was looking for and it worked. So I have to slip that
actually,
in.
Actually, to be more specific, he got what he needed and not necessarily what he was actively working for.
Right, right. But what I got, it was exactly what I described to Marie that I was looking to get.
Yeah.
So it was pretty insane.
Yeah, he did absolutely get what he needed. And right. It was interesting.
Yeah, there's a lot to this. There's definitely a lot to this. So you offer other services too, right, besides the Reiki?
Right. So I do the mindfulness, you know, and I'll, like, teach someone of how to And mindfulness is like just learning the 20 breath package, breath, just so you can instantly, within 20 seconds, if you're having a stressed out day, you can roll out of it. But what that is to all of these holistic services, what you're doing is you're putting moments of your life's a mess. You're putting moments together, okay? So a good moment, a good moment, a good moment. And then from that, you'll rediscover and join your life back together. So a lot of these services, you know, that I can offer people, but it's a focus of that whole package, mind, body, self, to rebuild of what you need, to rebuild your what's important to them with your optimal wellness. Some people, they would just like to feel better so they can get out of the house, right?
Right.
That day. That's all important to them. Some people that are on oxygen, what do you want to do? I just want to walk across the street. That's all I want to do.
Wow.
I'm not asking them to run a race. That's all they want. So, but they pick what they want to do, okay? And Reiki helps more than, it's just not, for stress. They did research studies on it. Penn did a huge thing on it, and they have a lot of Reiki specialists with all the cancer patients, okay? You know, it'll help a lot of children out there, or teenagers or preteens. There's a lot of anxiety and depression out there with these kids. So ready on medicine. So I'm not saying Reiki will remove the medicine, but guess what? When I do kids, they feel better. And they're still on a medicine, but maybe they don't need as much. Their doctor says, we're doing great. Let's lower. They just feel better about themselves. Okay.
And you're helping them refocus, you know, to be positive. I mean, that's really what you're doing too. Right.
Right. Right.
So did you train in this? Because we didn't see each other for a while, and I know you were doing something else, mm-hmm. and then you kind of changed the focus of your life and went with this practice. So did you go through some training? Is that what you did?
Yes. So in life, everything happens. If you're not doing what you're supposed to do, if you believe in whatever, in a spiritual or God or whoever, they will make sure that you get more focused because you're not living the life that you were born to live. Okay. That's what it comes down to. So if you're not going to do that, you're going to start getting ailments and things. And I don't know what's going on. And then once you start refocusing and figuring it out, and that's what happened to me, that's when I started, this Reiki opened up for me. I went to the Reiki school and clinic downtown, and it went from, you know, one thing to the other. And then before you know it, I kept on going, and I said, well, I wanted to do this for others, not just for myself. Initially, I did it to help myself. And that's when I became a master Reiki practitioner.
So you kind of got into it because you needed the assistance to kind of clear your negative energy, for lack of a better way to put it. Is that right? Or did you actively go out did you know someone that was doing it?
I didn't know, I knew there was something was wrong, but my friends did Reiki. I said, if I go to them, I'm just going to get all fixed up.
Right.
And it didn't happen that way. And then something else happened. And then someone approached me with Reiki. And then they just said, you're very good. You are someone that have the gift. And I said, yeah, I know. And then they said, then why aren't you doing it?
Right.
And then I said to them, you have met my husband, right?
That is fair enough.
Non-believer at poor the Brian. Time. Poor Brian at the time. He's better now. He doesn't roll his eyes as much.
Yay, good job.
And we always were into like ghost hauntings and ghost sightings. Like we, I think, got every book. So he has that focus. He just doesn't want the people to bother him, but he loves to invest. Like he thinks it's so neat. But, and I said, you like all that, but you think this is funny, you know? So now he's better because now he understands a lot more,
right.
But, you know, but it's just very interesting.
Well,
but
when we're little, our parents always tell us, you know, think positively, put this picture mm-hmm. in your head of what you want to be, what you want to do, and it'll happen, you know? So you have that whole positivity energy. If anybody's ever right. done one session of yoga, even just one session, right. As soon as you're done one session of yoga, you can feel the energy flowing through your body. You know, I happen to believe personally that, you know, we've forgotten all this stuff. I think, you know, maybe there were other times in civilization or civilizations before our civilization who had this stuff mastered, and maybe we've just forgotten it. And, you know, now we're starting to realize, hey, there's this life force and we can bend it around. I mean, you think about it, you know, everything we do is, you know, stay positive. You know, what you got to do is you got to stay positive. You know, I mean, there's an undercurrent of understanding.
Do you think that came from somewhere, that it evolved from this more being in tune with your own energy and making it a positive force for you?
Because Reiki's not a new thing, you know. Right. I mean, it's somewhat old, it comes out of other teachings, I'm sure. But just the whole point of staying positive, you know, and putting goals in your head and staying positive and all that other good stuff. There's no doubt. Nobody can deny that that works.
Agreed. I think sometimes it's just being open enough to acknowledge that there's energy and just don't try to just let it lay. Just don't try and control it. Just let it happen.
Right.
Right. Just lean into it, for lack of a better term.
Yeah. I think what Marie is doing is just bringing that to the forefront and helping people focus.
Yep.
Yeah. So you were talking about you guys are into hauntings and stuff, and you and I have talked, and we made you a part of the Wicked Investigation team.
Yeah, welcome to the crazy.
You were talking about other...
I'm one of the founding members, I saw.
You are. It's awesome.
That's right. You're special. Member. You got to get to an investigation, but you've got some other gifts too, right?
Yes. I do.
Don't be shy.
I always had them, but... You know, a lot of my friends know about them. Some do, some don't. But I can feel certain energy. I'm not the Long Island medium, or I ever want to be.
Right.
But sometimes if I'm someplace, I can feel, you know, some people that have crossed over but they're tied to the person that I might be talking to. So today, that's why as I was preparing, getting all my things ready and zoning in and doing Reiki on myself today for our talk, all of a sudden I had an image of someone and she talked, like, it was like a name. And that's why I said, do you know someone by this name? And you said, no. I go, you will.
Well, I can tell the story. Yeah. What happened was she texted me actually Facebook messaged me in the middle of the day and said, hey, I'm getting ready, doing some Reiki on myself. Yeah, I'm getting this Martha. Do you have anybody, you know, that you know that's Martha? And I'm like, no, I don't have anybody that, you know, is Martha. So in the meantime, you don't know this, Tracy calls me and goes, I'm going to be late. I'm going to be running right up to the very minute of when we do the interview, you know, and I'm like getting stressed and all that other good stuff. So I said, all right, before I go up and I get the computer ready and get the broadcast station online and all that other good stuff, let me just watch a video on how to cook a pork pie on Facebook. So I'm watching this video and the guy ends the video sectioning off the piece of pie. And he goes, yeah, Martha, we're eating good tonight. And he mentions Martha. And it was just literally the last thing I did before I came upstairs to come online. So, you know, it was really interesting that you threw this Martha out there. And then, you know, it's right before you and I talk. So it was interesting. And then right before we started recording, you were describing this person that you saw. And as you're doing it, I'm sitting across from Tracy. She's on the other microphone. And I'm not, you know, you're describing it and I'm not getting anything. And then I see her one eyebrow go up.
Well, and so what I've been doing in the interim is reaching out to all the people that I knew that knew this woman that you just described, because I couldn't remember her name, right? And we don't think it was Martha, but we only know her as Pat. So
who knows?
It could have been her middle name. Right? There could be a Martha there.
But she described her to a T.
Described her to a T.
So, yeah, I would say you you have some more gifts.
Yeah. You know, and sometimes when I do Reiki, like a lot of people, they know that I can pull that kind of, sometimes I can give them a message. Some people don't want it. They don't believe it. That's fine. But the people that come to me on a regular basis, they know the gift. And I always had it. I just knew things before things happened. It's just what I always had. I was born with that.
Yeah. You're an empath at the very least, you know, like me, I'm an empath too.
And my husband says, now, if people, you look very normal, but if they would really
my husband never says that to me.
What you really are about. And I said, I know it's a great secret.
So Marie, what if someone's driving along in a car and maybe they're a little bit stressed out, what's a Reiki practice that they can practice on their own?
Everyone has energy in their hands. And all they would have to do is put their hand on their heart and leave it there and just breathe normally and feel the breath, or even say to themselves on the inhalation, I am, and as you exhale, at peace. You do that a few times. One, you can feel your heartbeat through your hands, okay? And two, you're focusing on just the breath, okay? Or just that moment. And within seconds, you will feel just less stress, or less, not as worrisome or anything like that. But this is like something that anybody can do to themselves, and you can do it anywhere. When some people fall, like they fall on the ground, what do? They grab their
heart,
ankle,
right?
Or even their ankle. If their ankle's swollen or sprained. Oh my goodness, my ankle or my knee. What do people do? They grab it. They hold it.
Right.
And yes, it's probably still broken or injured, but just that kind of energy, it may feel a little bit better.
Can you bring us up to speed on, like, once again, where we can get in contact with you and where you're located again?
Yes. So I use the space, at Old City Collective, which is a friend of mine. She has a networking space, and I rent that from her, and her name's Laurie Eaton, but her space is Old City Collective, 222B Ray Street, and that's Philadelphia, PA 19106, and my cell number is 610-299-6076, or, you know, like I said, you can look me up, go to my Facebook page, like it, and then right from there, you could always contact me or go to the website, and the same thing, mind, body, self, health, because I'm looking at the whole picture of the whole person. That's why it's named that, and that's another way. But like I said, we can meet there, we can do long distance, whatever works for everyone, and then we can work our details. I work on the weekends, I work evenings. Long distance can be done at any time, you know, but the other things we have to work the schedule out that way.
Whatever it takes. Right. So, and now that I know that Brian's interested in hauntings and stuff, we'll have to add him to the team.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So he won't be a founding member. He doesn't get that.
No.
That gold ribbon's for you. That gold ribbon's for you.
Yeah. So we got some stuff coming up that'll be closer to Philly. We'll definitely swing you guys into it. And
yeah. Oh, we'd love to maybe next year sometime.
Yeah.
Do some Center City and Old City, definitely. Old City. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff
so
there.
Much history. Yeah, yeah, a lot of stuff. So, fabulous.
I really appreciate you coming on, giving us a little outline of what Reiki is. We were really curious about it. I didn't know what it was. And, you know, thanks for coming on tonight, Maria. I appreciate it.
Yeah, really, really appreciate it. Good to talk to you.
And just put Martha to bed now. Okay?
All right. Good night, Martha.
Hey, I'm Matt DeSanto. I'm famous. Google me. Anyway, when I'm not busy racking up prizes on Wheel of Fortune, I'm listening to Wicked Garden Podcast.
Thanks, Matt.
He's awesome. And do Google him because it was priceless. So, Matt DeSanto, Wheel of Fortune. Do it.
So we wanted to tell you guys a little bit about those type of break-ins. You can read them for us. Just call our hotline and do exactly what Matt did.
Yes, and he called 609-800-5130 and left us a message today. So we appreciate it. And others, feel free to join our show by doing the same.
Yeah, it was a great show.
It was a great show.
Enjoyed hearing from Big Daddy. God bless him. Best of luck going forward. Thank you, Marie, for coming on tonight. We really appreciate that. You guys can go over to our Patreon page and get some extra content. You can sign up for our Patreon at patreon.com and you search for Wicked Garden Podcast. For as little as $1 a month, you can join and get an extra show per month.
And I'm really excited about the next show.
Plus you get you get shout outs as well on the show. You'll get access to our early information about what's going on with us and all that good stuff. So that's once again at www.patreon.com and just go search on Wicked Garden Podcast. Sign up, and for as little as $1 a month, there are other tiers there that give you merchandise and some other things. You can sign up and be one of our Patreons, and we really appreciate that. That's what keeps the show going. That's what keeps the show happening. So I'm your host, Mike.
I am your co-host, Tracy.
And we will see you guys next week.
Comfort.